On March 7, 1913, four mariners returned to a burning, dynamite-filled freighter to rescue two stranded seamen.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others.
William Van Dyke captained a tugboat which worked around Baltimore Harbor with a crew of three: William Marshall, Henry Diggs, and Louis Comegys. That day, they were tending a barge in the Patapsco River while stevedores transferred 300 tons of dynamite into the hold of a steamer. When a small fire broke out on the steamer, people panicked. Many stevedores fled in a launch, and more than 20 climbed onto the tug, which Van Dyke quickly backed away. They had retreated 150 yards when alarm bells were heard, and two sailors were spotted on the steamer's bow. After a brief consultation, Van Dyke decided they had to rescue the two men. As the tug approached, the two seamen climbed down an anchor chain and dropped onto its deck. But as Van Dyke backed away, the dynamite detonated. The blast destroyed the steamer, and flying debris killed people on shore 2 miles away. Van Dyke, Diggs, six stevedores, and one of the rescued seamen were killed. Marshall, Comegys, the other seamen, and stevedores survived. All four of the tug's crew got Carnegie medals, and Van Dyke's widow received a monthly stipend for 37 years.
A Century of Heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years.